Last year I got up here with fear and trembling. Today there's no trembling. If everyone can turn in your hymn book to number 43. God has put this song on my heart for the last week or so, I would say. And I feel like it's a really good... it's got two verses in verse 3 and 4 that I think are very encouraging to us and sum up some of what we talked about really well. In verse 3, the sinful and the suffering find peace in Jesus' name. For healing or forgiveness, his power remains the same. Whatever your need or your burden, in faith look up on high and praise the name of Jesus, deliverance is nigh. Amid the current conflict, where'er your trials be, this confidence possesses, Christ the Lord brings victory. Fall not beneath your burden, though tears your pathway dim, but praise the name of Jesus and be sustained in him. You guys have seen me cry more than anyone else has, except for my wife in the, and that's not because she makes me, in the last couple days. I am someone who doesn't usually cry, and not because I'm a tough man and I can take it, but because of how God has equipped me for my job. I work in the ICU as a nurse. I've seen more dead bodies than most soldiers have because I've worked through COVID. And God has built me such that doesn't overwhelm me. He has made me, through what he has brought me, to be able to bear that burden and to help others through that time. And so it's very odd a little bit to not be able to cry in some of those situations, but when God gets a hold of me, then I get emotional. Sure. Looking back this past week as I was thinking about the song and thinking about the retreat, I was thinking about how if, when I was your guys' age, I don't think I would have wanted to have that job. I don't think I would have thought that that job would be where I should be, that I was equipped. I don't think there's any part of me that ever would have considered being a nurse. But God brought me there. God equipped me for it. And God has helped me through the difficult times with it. This will be your story also. If God goes with you, there's nowhere that you can't go because he's bringing you there. That last couple lines. Fall not beneath your burdens, though tears your pathway dim, but praise the name of Jesus and be sustained in him. Where are we getting our sustenance? When I'm going, we've had several talks where we talk about how it's easier at camp to follow God. It's easier to take from him. It's easier to hear him. And when I go home, maybe it won't be as easy, but that doesn't mean that he's not there. You need to focus on getting your sustenance from God. Sustenance is usually referred to with food. A lot of us eat 3 meals a day. If you're bulking like some of the young gentlemen, you eat 10 or I don't know what. But how much are we concentrating on being sustained with God? I pray that for all of you, you will draw your sustenance from him. And that's not because it's easy. The tears the pathway dim is a very vivid picture. And maybe some of us have, it's easier to remember than others what that's like. But it's not that there won't be hard times, but God will sustain you through it. And that is my prayer and my belief for you all.
Praise God. Well, I don't know how you rank retreats. Do you have like a tier system? You know how, as a teacher, when an administrator comes to observe you, there's rankings. You did this really well. You did this really well. You did this really well. I wonder what the tier system is for retreat rankings. Well, this was a good one then. For me, and you know, maybe it's recency bias, but this was one of my favorites. I had a really, really wonderful time. Maybe that's because I slept well at night. but I think it was more than that. I think we had a lot of fun. But I think that the Lord was with us in a wonderful and powerful way. I think he gave us a theme and he gave us a word that he wanted for us this particular weekend. I felt as though it was very near to our hearts, very applicable. It's almost as if the older saints, Martha Wing Robinson, knew something about the human condition that could help us. this theme of sanctification. And what a process it has been these last couple days. And what a wonderful process it has been. You know, I was really touched when Brother Tom came and he said something. I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. He said, 34 years, Brother Tom, right? 31?
34.
He said, all of my 34 years would have been worth it for just this morning. And I thought, wow, that's a lot to say. all of it would have been worth it to see the way that the Lord worked in us that one morning. And he has worked so mightily. And I trust that God has brought you to new places this weekend. You know, a lot of Christians, they live in Mara. You remember what Mara is or where it is? It's the wilderness. And it's between a rock and a hard place. It's between Egypt and the Promised Land. And a lot of Christians live there. They start on their journey and they get to a pool of bitter water and they quit or they stop or they linger. And that's just their life. And for many of you, perhaps that's been your life. You've started on this Christian journey and you started out strong. I mean, you crossed the Red Sea and then you came to bitter waters. Things got a little dicey, got a little tough, got a little challenging. And then maybe there were sins that easily entangled you and you felt like you were all out of sorts. You were in knots that you had no idea how to undo. And they became wet knots, and those are tougher to untie, and you just got stuck. And I know, because I've heard conversations and I've had conversations with you this week, and that's been a lot of you, that you've had these things in your life, these obstacles that it just feels like, I mean, you're running uphill with a 1,000-pound boulder coming down at you. You can't do this. You're stuck. And it's bitter. And we left this for the very last service. I was hoping that it would do it to leave you wanting more. But last night, Pastor John, he wonderfully unpacked for us beholding Jesus. And that's the point we need to get across. Yes, we need to be cleansed. We need to be healed. We need to be empty. We need to be filled. How does that all happen? It has one secret. And the secret is to look at Jesus. Beholding him, we're changed from glory to glory. And so I'll just ask you the question that was asked last night. What are you beholding? Again, easy to behold Jesus at camp. We try and make it easy for you. It's designed so that you observe and behold Jesus. Can I tell you something? The world is not designed to behold Jesus. The rest of the world is designed to behold yourself. That leads nowhere good. And that's why it's difficult to climb uphill, because you're beholding yourself. But if we can just get a fresh picture of Jesus, if that could fill all of our vision, he would change us from glory to glory, and he would grant us victory in our lives. You know, I haven't been doing this as long as some other people, but I've been doing it long enough to see so many Christians get defeated. And you don't have to do it for long at all to be frustrated and to be tired of seeing people defeated. I thought Brother John was going to go somewhere different with his analogy, saying that he can see dead bodies from COVID, but seeing dead spiritual bodies makes him weep. And that's a heartbreaking thing to see. Christians dead, or people, spiritual lives dead. Well, Jesus can revive you. He can take the dead things. A couple years ago, our theme for youth retreat was strengthen what remains. Well, the Lord can take whatever you've got, if you can just look at him, and he'll strengthen it. And through you, he can be a mighty warrior. And he can win victories in your life that you thought were impossible. And so let him do his sanctifying work. How do you let him do that? Well, you look at Jesus. maybe we can sing together in closing. It's a song from our hymnal, 321. And it's the life that we all should strive to live. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The higher ground is out of Mara. It's in Elam, where rivers are flowing. And so that invitation, it stands for now and all of eternity. Look at Jesus and go to Elam. Go to the higher ground. Maybe you'd like to stand together and we can sing 321 in our hymnal. I just have a couple of announcements for those in the youth retreat. Right after this, if you could just exit through any of these doors, actually. And we're just going to really quickly take a picture on the porch all together. I think we've had a picture on the porch together for like 15 years in a row, so why stop now? And then after that, it's not time to go home yet, because we all have to clean the spaces that we used. It's quick turnaround time. A lot of the third period counselors, if they're not here already, they will be here today. So we want to make sure that they have a clean space. And so that means leaving it even cleaner than you found it, if you even could conceive that idea. And so really do a good job of cleaning. Please, please, please do not leave without cleaning. Do not play tetherball without cleaning. Do not do anything without cleaning. Don't linger around here, because there's going to be three people back there cleaning and you're going to be here just hanging out. Let's take a picture and then go clean, okay? Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the work that you have accomplished this weekend, Lord. We're thankful that you moved ground. Perhaps you've moved our feet, Lord. You take us to high places. And so, Lord, I pray that we would remain there. By your grace, we can, and we will. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to know defeat in Christ. Lord, that you've already achieved a victory for us, and we can live in it. And so, God, I pray that you would complete this sanctifying process more and more each passing moment of each day, Lord. I pray that you would just do your work, oh God, in each and every one of us, Lord, as we leave this place, that we wouldn't leave the work that you have done, but we would remember it and we would grow from it. We ask these things for your name's sake and glory. Amen. 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 God bless you. Right out on the porch.